Well, it sounds like maybe Ron reached his destination and he's off. Yeah, I know that Charlevoix, Emmett, and Sheboygan counties, which are the emergency management area that covers me, you know, they've gone over to an 800 megahertz digital system for their own purposes, which is great for them, so that the police can talk to each other and 911 and EMS and everybody else, except for John Q. Public out here that funds everything. So, yeah, I'm with you. I would really love to see some sort of a robust standard that's propped up by some of our tax dollars for these emergency purposes. And to the extent that we're linking other communities together, you know, make that a standard as well. But, yeah, I've got a bunch of radios that all do different things, and it's quite fragmented. So I've just taken it upon myself to try to, you know, use a tool here and there wherever it might be applicable. Good luck getting everybody on the same page.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Got it. I understand about the same page stuff. The fact that that people, individual folks, are doing their individual experiments is wonderful. It's wonderful. Just that we need a go-to plan when there is a real problem, and the go-to plan can't be to use four separate systems. That's not useful. Yeah, they moved to the 800 megahertz primarily to get away from people listening to them, and they went to a very simple decryption that is very easy to solve if you want to. It was invented by a bunch of folks for the military back in the 50s, so it's not a very complex description or encryption. But anyways, I'm not sure what making your broadcast a secret helps anyways. But anyways, 800 megahertz scanners are not economical, and it's almost that, like that's the way they want it. All right, WHKSC 73, and thanks for